this fear of falling down the stairs since my father caught me in midair when I was a baby. I was a baby, yeah. When the devil's with me, I must say he almost always gets his way. Since I was a baby, yeah. I was born with the cord wrapped around my neck. It's not something I could ever forget. The world's been trying to take me out since the day I first arrived. There's a darkness reaching for my hand. I keep a gun in my nightstand, oh, waiting for music to bury a body by. Just like clockwork, he appears, a lonesome soul with a ringing ears. But I'm not his baby, I'm not his baby, no. But the tale of Venus weighs his mind. He falls into my trap right on time. Cause he's not a baby, he's not a baby, no. He was born with the shadows on his mind, searching for something he could never define. The world's been trying to drag him down since the day he first arrived. There's a darkness reaching for my hand. I take the gun from my nightstand, oh, waiting for music to bury a body by. Before I show him what he's won, I better tell him every little thing I've done since I was a baby. I was a baby, yeah. I was born with the cord wrapped around my neck. It's not something I could ever forget. The world's been trying to take me out since the day I first arrived. There's a darkness reaching for my hand. There's a gun in my nightstand, oh, waiting for music to bury a body by. Waiting for music to bury a body by. Music to bury a body.
Sarah King performing for a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF from her new EP, The Hour, Night Stand. Sarah joining us from her front porch in Vermont. And I got to tell you, Sarah, listening to that song there, you are, dang, man, you're dark.
That seems to be, overall assessment I've been hearing lately.
Yeah, you took the murder ballad and flipped the script.
Yes. Yeah, that was exactly where it came from. Like, I loved singing all these old murder ballads and stuff. And then people would always be like, oh, look, I've never heard a woman sing like that song or a murder ballad. And I'm like, why not? How about I write one?
Oh, yeah. Well, you got the line in there. I keep a gun in my nightstand waiting for music to bury a body by. As the kids say these days, oof.
We released that in October, like right before Halloween, because I was like, yeah, this will be the perfect spooky soundtrack.
Yeah, they can take Pretty Polly, Knoxville Girl, Banks of the Ohio, and pretty much, you know, just stuff it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Have you heard that song? There's a song called "A Guy Ain't Singing Pretty Polly No More."
Yeah, Dirk Powell.
Yep. I first heard it like in December, shortly after Nightstand came out, and I was like, who is this person? And like, yes, they're speaking my language. Yeah.
Well, you are coming to us from Vermont, originally from Maine, and I understand that you did not grow up in a musical family, like a lot of folks who wind up in the music business, singer-songwriters.
Yeah. Like my grandma, like, you know, taught some piano lessons. She was a school teacher, but my parents, not musicians. My mother was really not like into the idea of me being a musician. Like I knew, like even as a kid, like I loved singing and performing. Like I knew this is what I wanted to do, but my family was like, you know, no, you need to get an education. You need to get a job. Like music isn't a job. So I wasn't allowed to go to concerts. I wasn't allowed to, yeah. I went to my first concert after I'd graduated high school. I wasn't allowed to watch MTV. I bought my first guitar myself on my 18th birthday. Like I saved up all my money from like working that winter and bought my first guitar. Cause I was like, if nobody else is going to help me do this, I'm going to do it myself. And I'm so glad I did.
And then you went to college and studied classical music and opera.
Yeah, that's where a lot of people are like, oh, that's where that big voice comes from, because that was, you know, my early earliest like formal musical training was classical and opera music. And, you know, I could do it. I'm grateful for the time that I spent learning because it did give me good technique. Like I know how to properly breathe and how to use the different parts of my voice really well, but I just did not connect with the material at all. You know, I love playing classical piano, but I don't really love singing opera. I love attending the opera. I mean, some of these stories are hilarious. Like Mozart and Rossini, you know, wrote some really hilarious and very witty operas, but I just never connected with it performing myself. And so for a long time, I had this kind of like disconnect, right? Where I'm like, well, I'm singing this stuff, but it doesn't mean anything to me and I don't connect with it, but I have all these other songs and stories I want to write, but I couldn't translate like the techniques that I had learned into more contemporary music. It took me a long time to realize like, oh, you can do that. And then the great folk singer Odetta, I discovered one of her records once, and she was also classically trained as an opera singer and then was bringing all this stuff to like God's Gonna Cut You Down and Poor Wayfaring Stranger and stuff. And I was like, oh, I can do this too.
Wow, so glad you did. Talking with Sarah King about her new EP, The Hour, I want to hear the story about when you were in a band, you got booked for a tour, and showing up for the first gig, you realized everyone else on the tour was a metal band, but yours was not.
Yes. We built ourselves as a rock acoustic band because I was always just strumming. Oh, yes. So I was, you know, strumming along on my acoustic guitar and, you know, we played rock and like, yeah, we pull up. Right. And so at that point, you know, we're all like in our 20s and torn on a budget. Right. So we roll up in a minivan, and first off, everyone like sees the minivan pull into the parking lot and they're like, whose mom came to the show? And so I'm the only woman on the tour. We show up in a tour van or in a minivan. And then we hear the first like band and we're like, oh, this is a metal band. And then the second one, we're like, this is a metal band too. And we're like, they didn't listen to us ahead of time. So we're like, okay, what are we gonna do? Like, all right, like we actually had a cover in our back pocket of Pink Floyd's Have a Cigar. And we were like, okay, guys, we're gonna really metal that one up. And so we like, and we have this actual concert we have on recording, and like, I'm like screaming properly with the proper technique. Thank you, opera training. But I'm like screaming. The distortion is like cranked, and they loved it. And so they kept us on this circuit with them for like the next few months. I'm like, okay. So that was the beginnings of me being in a hard rock borderline metal band.
That is a wonderful story. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, then is that what led you to include War Pigs on your EP?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that is a fantastic segue to that song, because one of the bands who was on the tour that night, that very night, did sing War Pigs a lot. And they would often hand me, like after they got to know us, they would hand me over the mic and have me sing it with them. But they would do the full like 8-minute balls to the wall version. Sorry, can I say that on air?
you just did.
I did. So they would do the full on version, and I'd be up there, you know, like hooting and hollering like I always do. And then, yeah, I mean, I've always loved singing the song. And so, you know, with all of the things that had happened in my life since then, this year, it just seemed very appropriate to bring that song back me like just doing it live just by myself. And but that was where I first started singing that song. Yeah. So that is a perfect, yeah, good picking up on that.
I'm not entirely dim, you know. Well, your music has been described as dark Americana infused with blues, rock, and soul. And as we talked, you flip the script on a lot of these traditional songs. But in doing so, you come from a place of power.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there's, I even have, I have Fierce like tattooed right here on my arm. And there were a few times in the studio where David was like, oh, like the song is so fierce. And I'm like, well, yeah, like I'm not the type of person who's going to be like, oh, poor me, this is so sad, or this is awful, I'm the victim or whatever. Like, not to say that there aren't situations in life where I'm like, what did I do to deserve this? But I try to be like, okay, well, how can I learn from this? How can I move forward from this? How can I use this to my advantage? And I mean, the pandemic is totally a situation like that. I mean, like everything that I had on the books for last year did not happen. But instead of sitting at home and crying about it, like, I honestly think last year was really pivotal for my career. You know, it gave me that time to sit back and think, okay, what do I really want to focus on? What stories do I want to share right now? What's important to me? You know, how do I connect with people with these stories? And I wouldn't have had that time to sit back and reflect if I had been out on the road like I wanted to be, because it would have just been go, go, go all the time instead of like, let's step back and strategize. And yeah, so it's all in, like, things happen, but it's all in your perspective of how you respond to things.
Absolutely. Sarah King in the virtual Roots Down session on WVTF. We're going to hear you do your version of War Pigs coming up. But before then, another song from your new EP, The Hour, Not Worth the Whiskey, you're going to perform for us. Now, that song is like, you're not worth buying the whiskey for me to get drunk to try to forget you.
Nope. No, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's like, yeah, you done me so wrong. I can only be good for so long, right? Like, we all have got a breaking point. And like, yeah, I mean, you know, you watch the video and you see, like, I'm actually drinking iced tea in the video because there's no way I could have actually done what I needed to do, but it's just left and right. And then, you know, when I was writing the song, I was like, yeah, there's some people that are just not worth, like, if I had to drink that much whiskey to drink somebody off my mind, like, yeah, no, it's, you are not worth the whiskey, and it's time to walk away from whatever the situation may be. I mean, there can be, you know, I feel like that situation can be applied to, you know, romantic relationships, family, work. I mean, there's so many things that it's just like, this is not worth the whiskey for me. And it's time to, right, like, stand up, like, you'd be good for so long, you take it for so long, and then you're like, no, I'm done, I'm out of here.
Well, I think it would be good to hear that one now then.
Perfect, let's do it.
All right, Sarah King performing in a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF.
I tried to save you, all that I gave you. Try to save you from yourself. When you had no one else, you're deep in the water. Misdeeds are the fodder on which your guilty conscience feeds. 'Cause you can't get what you need, and now you're greeted by a day you knew would come, staring down everything we both. Can only be good for so long. You done me so wrong. You're not worth the whiskey. I tried to hold you back when I told you I won't find myself to blame. If you set yourself aflame, you walked into the fire. I found you a liar. blood won't be on my hands. 'Cause you're not a gentleman, and now you're greeted by a day you knew would come. Staring down everything we both know you've done, and I can only be good for so long. You done me so wrong. You're not worth the whiskey. Not worth the whiskey. You're not worth the whiskey. Not worth the whiskey.
You're listening to Roots Down on WVTF.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as a war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poison in their brainwashed minds. Lord, yeah. Politicians hide themselves away. They only started the war. Why should they go out to fight? They leave that to the poor, Lord, yeah. Time will tell on the power minds, making war just for fun, treating people just like pawns in chess. Wait till judgment day comes, oh Lord, yeah. Now in darkness, world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. Hand of God has struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling. On their knees, the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for their sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings.